Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chama Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And if you are just tuning in with us, we have been here, what time?
Till 6 o'clock.
I know. You're awake, right?
I had my coffee.
There you go.
I'm good to go.
There you go. I love it. So again, anybody that is just starting their day in a positive way, we're so glad that you're here. We know that you got lots and lots of choices, and we are so glad that you are starting it here with us. I do want to remind you of the Harvest Festival is going on this weekend, and it's just kind of like the day that everybody starts their Christmas and their holiday and their shopping. For the
really, that's not December 24th.
No, are you one of those late ones?
I'm horrible.
Are you, Tom? Are you the late kind too?
Absolutely, I shop in the clutch, as we say.
I sometimes end up doing that because I forgot somebody, or I was thinking, oh my God, we need to bring a gift, you know, to somebody's house or that kind of stuff.
You know what it is too, is maybe 4 years ago, my little unit family, not the extended family, we decided to leave for Christmas.
Oh.
So that's
brilliant.
That's our gift to each other.
So where do
so we don't buy gifts except for our son.
Yeah.
And then we don't buy gifts for anybody else. And we just keep our little unit and we leave. And it just depends where
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, whatever you're doing.
There. Buy an experience as opposed to just
no,
that
I think that's
thing.
Really a good idea.
I think it's
yeah.
a very, very, very clever plan and also one that benefits your brain.
Not yeah. only that, there's so many nieces and nephews and kids and
it's
friends.
Like, where do you
and
stop? But you know what? I'm one of those people that buy, like, if I saw something that just reminded me of you, that's what I would buy. So it doesn't really mean the holidays, you know what I mean?
It although has nothing to do with the person. It's all about you.
And the other thing is what you're saying about the nieces,
about
nephews.
You.
Yeah, brothers, yeah. sisters, nieces. Yeah. There's got to be a point in your life where you agree that Christmas is for young children.
I totally
agree. And you
agree.
Gift them a little bit. But after that, it's like a good handshake, a knuckle.
Well, hey. I love the teenagers who think they're still young children. I'm like,
oh,
no,
boy.
You're not a young child.
Oh, no.
You don't. Here's a gift certificate. Go figure it out.
Exactly. Well, anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And and we are so glad you're here. Our phone number is 805-419-0008. We've got lots of things that we're going to be giving away, and we'd love to have you join us and call in. And again, that number is 419-0008. And Tom, you want to talk about those?
Ventura Harvest Festival, you know, it's happening this weekend, and I am going to go there a little later on this afternoon, and I think I'll take it in for a Saturday. By the way, I did mention today is my son's birthday.
Cole. Oh, gosh.
Cole's birthday.
I feel
birthday.
Like it was both the, and of course,
it's
Chad's
continuous.
Was last week, right?
Yes.
Happy birthday to everybody. And if you have birthdays out there, call us. Let us know so we can wish you guys a happy birthday, too.
Always nice.
So, yeah.
So we have Harvest Festival happening this weekend. We also have very, very funny Three Blonde Moms, See How They Run, and this is a real kick in the butt for comedy. It's happening October 7th, Canyon Club. Great place to see a show. Whether it's music or comedy, you'll get a lot of comedy with Three Blonde Moms. How about Rubicon Theater, brand new show. It's a premiere, Merrily We Roll Along, and that's happening this weekend, and I'm sure that's going to be another very, very exciting play. You know, they had the one, the folk singer one that actually ended up going to New York.
Yes.
And it was
amazing. All their stuff is amazing there. They just do, they go over, talk about passionate people. They just go over the top, you know?
Yep. And they always get pros and the best local actors.
Definitely.
Famous Dave's Barbecue, 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way. They're on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard and Veggie Grill. They have a variety of healthy choices. I think we had a veggie person on earlier.
We did.
That would love this place.
Yeah. There you go.
Just got to have a burger sometime.
And let's not forget today from 2 to 6, we have second annual Reins of Hope Horses and Horsepower Oktoberfest. You can get tickets there at the Thiessen Ranch, which is 4588 Donlin Road in Somas. So it's accessible to everyone. Tickets are $100. There's going to be beer, open bar, lots of food, lots of fun. Check that out. Also, next weekend, to support our military veterans, we have Rides and Rods. It's a poker run, bike show, car show, celebrity guests. That starts October 8th. And it starts 7:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. It's an all-day event.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at the Thousand Oaks Inn. You can get tickets at ridesandrods.us. Or you can also call Mary Catherine, and she's going to be on in a little bit.
Yeah, she is.
At 805-701-7248.
There you go. What about also we've got the Simi Valley.
We do.
Yeah.
We have tickets for that, too.
I know. Let's
excited
give some
about
away.
This.
There you go.
Seventh annual Simi Valley Dream Cuisine, A Night to Remember. I keep saying Dream Cruise. I don't know.
I know.
I must want to be gone.
Okay. Where do we want to go? On a cruise? Okay. I'm there.
That's next Sunday, 5 p.m. to 9:30. That's at St. Rose of Lima in Simi Valley. You can get tickets at svdream.com or call Rick at 805-490-8529, or you can win them right here at 805. 515-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we've got a great show for you. We've got lots of things that we've been giving away. And of course, I see that Joni Fagan and Stephanie Blum just walked in with us. And they are three blonde moms. Of course, we only have two, and I figured I'd be the third one with you guys. I do want to talk about what they've got coming up. And of course, I always want to start our show with a positive thought and a little bit of motivation. And yes, it's true that we don't know what we've got until it's gone. But it's also true that we don't know what we've got what we've been missing until it arrives. So with that, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've got lots of things happening. You can listen to our podcast at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and also get our newsletter. When you call in, we want you to get our newsletter. It goes out every single week, and all of our newsletters have everything that's happening that we are connected to. So I definitely want to share that with you. Also, I want to remind everybody next weekend to visit me at the Venture Harbor at the beach right there. And we are doing Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That is one of the things that we would love to share with you. And then also we've got the culinary Susan G. Komen, and that is the cook-off and right at the top there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I would love to share that. Is that October 22nd?
October 22nd.
Yeah. And so get my newsletter so that you could be a part of all these great things. And of course, that is Susan, SGK, LA Culinary, and of course, .org. And I love to share that. I mean, there's nothing better than cooking and having fun.
And raising money.
And raising money at the same time for a great cause. And of course, I just became the ambassador on that. So I'm really excited to be a part of that. And I'm going to share all about that. So again, I'm so glad that you're here. Of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to introduce two of our blonde moms here. Actually, you're not blonde, are you?
I'm dirty blonde.
Oh, you're dirty blonde. Yeah. Okay, okay. I think I'm all right. So we've got, of course, Joni and again, Stephanie. Welcome, ladies, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi.
Yeah. Thank you guys, everything going good?
Everything is so good. We're just multitasking,
yes,
as always.
Of course, yes. Of course. Well, I'm excited to talk with you guys and tell us a little bit about, first of all, for anybody that is just joining, we've been giving tickets away like crazy. We're really excited. And of course, that's next Friday night. The show starts at 9 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have lots of questions for you guys. Okay. I know we've been so busy because we've been like, you know, but I've gotten lots and lots of calls and everybody's excited. Of course, it's at the Canyon Club, correct?
Yes.
In Calabasas.
Agora, rather.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. A little further, a little closer for everybody. What are we going to expect that night?
Well, we're going to expect you also.
Well, thank you.
You're going to be our fantastic host. We're so excited.
Thank you. That will be fun.
We give gifts away also. We have merchandise sponsors. So we're going to have all kinds of gifts. We've got the Roller Max you can work out on. And Kelly Fit is going to give away like a free nutritional package. And what else? We have jewelry from Lisa Stolberg. So you're going to be doing that. We'll have tickets. Oprah.
Okay.
It's like Oprah.
Yeah,
look
there
your
you.
Table.
I love it. Well, I'm really excited about it. You guys always do a great show. Tell everybody a little bit about yourselves and how you got started, and then I have questions. You know, like everybody has what kind of mom they are, and I want to see if you match who you are on stage and that kind of thing. So welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh sure, always. Well, I birthed three blonde moms. like 14 years ago.
It's been already 14 years.
Gosh,
wow,
cannot believe it. And then we just started booking it all over the country. We worked in 47 states. And it's a lot. We draw from the suburbs and just a lot of people that don't necessarily go to comedy clubs, you know, or theater, really. It's kind of like this niche right in between. And we all are so busy multitasking, running errands, taking care of the kids. And then we work, some of us. And it's great to go out and take care of yourself and laugh.
Oh, there's nothing better than, that's the best medicine anyways, right?
Always.
Yeah. It's like you fill up, and we've had people after the shows, they're about 90 minutes, but we have this buzz before the show, and everyone's talking in the lobbies, and people group and bring their friends. And after the show, we get hugs. Thank you so much. I needed that. I can start
all
over again.
It's just a look at your life, right? I mean, isn't it? It's a look at your life. I know the first time that I met you and went to your show, and I was just like, oh my God. Okay. I mean, it's kind of like you make fun of who we are as moms, and it's time to laugh and look at it, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of people isolate and they think they're the only people that go through what they go through. And then we talk about, I know. There was like this knock.
Should we let him in at this point?
I know. Gosh, I tell you. Somebody's knocking on our door for a long time. So anyways, go ahead.
I thought it was my head.
No, like,
somebody wanted to come in. The voices, yeah.
Yeah.
So we all go through the same things. We'll isolate. We think we're the only ones. And then you come to the show. You're like, oh my gosh. You have the in-law thing, or you have the weight situation, or whatever else.
Yeah.
And I make sure that all the moms are three completely different moms. Mm-hmm. Like, Stephanie, what would you say?
I think also I get to say stuff that people think, but they don't think is appropriate to say. But if you're saying it in a joking kind of fashion, with love, you could get away with a lot more.
No, I totally
agree.
And
I love inappropriate humor because we all think it, but we don't think it's okay to say, but you could still love your children and say bad things about them.
Okay, she's not from California.
I know.
Jersey,
Bronx,
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Brooklyn. Yeah, I love it.
She's a New Yorker.
New York.
I hear. Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. How long do you live out here though?
I do. I'm out here like 12 years, but I go back every summer, and so it just
it's such a different way.
And then it's so funny because I love that California appreciates the accent because at home, you know.
You're just one of the mill.
One of the gang. But here,
so what, Stephanie, what do you play? What's your character as far as what kind of mom are you?
She's the Brooklyn mother.
I'm the Brooklyn. I'm also kind of the, like, no nonsense, authentic, kind of lazy a little bit, you know, kind of love my kids, but kind of like...
They can do it themselves?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly.
Raise yourself.
Yeah, like, don't bother me. Like a little Roseanne-ish in a way. Like one of my jokes would be like, you know, I don't hit my kids. I feel strongly about that, but I hit other people's kids. So it's like that kind of inappropriate, but funny, you know, when people get it that I actually don't hit, well, sometimes, but I don't always hit the neighbor's kids. And
do you have children?
I do. I have three kids.
Okay.
I have a 16-year-old son. I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And I have three dogs, two cats. My guinea pig just died, and a husband.
Okay, then.
She has four children.
Did you see how she put her husband first?
Yes. Not the order.
I know.
Well, listen, I love animals, and I...
We're talking about your husband right now.
Yeah. he's wild. No, I love animals, and my guinea pig just passed away, I'm sorry to say. But I spent $300 at the vet trying to
save
the guinea pig. And my husband was so pissed. He was like, you could have bought like 30 guinea pigs for that amount of money. Like, he was so mad at me that I...
Are you going to use that on your show? Yeah, I think you should.
Okay.
Because you know why?
Someone.
I know. I'm Tony? Serious because you know what? I have animals. I love my animals. And of course, Chad is the founder of Pawworks. Okay.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Oh. And so, yeah, animals are the other day. Okay. This is no lie. The other day, all of a sudden, you know, I was at home early. My son, who doesn't really... I want to say he pays attention to our animals, but not so much. He's always going, right? And he looks at our one little dog and he goes, what's wrong with Tuxedo? And I'm like, what do you mean? Tux, I think I wasn't sure she had like a seizure, but she got really stiff. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. It's like, and I hate to say this. I was like, one more thing. Yeah. I'm like, let me call the vet, you know, and of course it's 10 to 6. Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course our vet's not there. They're not going to wait. Right. And so I'm like, oh my God, my husband's like, yeah, we need to just, okay, let's just take him to the hospital. It's going to be a lot of money. So just right. And then all of a sudden within 10 minutes, I like carried him over to the water. He drank water and he was back to normal. And so and of course I'm on the phone and they won't see me. I was so mad. Right. And so then I was like, never mind, he's better.
So my animal side is coming out. So just as a suggestion, on a side note, okay. Go get his blood work done.
Oh, really?
He could have had a seizure. There could be some levels off.
Okay, so there you go.
But you don't have to have the emergency visit,
no,
which is absolutely
I know.
Ridiculous.
I know. But that's good. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because and then my son calls me and goes, Mom, are you going to take our dog to that? I go, no, he's fine. He goes, oh, just like my teeth appointment. You know, it's like, right? You know, it's like, I'm like, he looks fine. He's up on my couch. He's good to go, you know, but you're right.
I love your text in the middle. Just out of nowhere, I'll suddenly be like, how do I do this for my dog?
You're the dog whisperer, okay? That's who I think of you. So now you're like, you know, it's like people call me for their hair.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe, you know, I do hair. I'm a hair therapist. At 9:30 at one night, okay, I get this call. Oh, my God, can you help me? And I'm like, of course I can. What's wrong? And it's a lady that grooms my dogs, okay, and I do her hair. Her daughter got something caught in her hair, and it was like one of those, it's a little, and it's funny, I Googled it. I'm like thinking I'm going to be original, and there's like all these people that have had them. It has like all these little bits on it. Well, she must have like twilled it. Anyways, and of course the next day was pictures. Ooh. So anyways, I was there till 10:30 pulling it out because her mom was just going to cut her chunk of her hair out, you know, but so people think of hair, they call me, you know. So
a hair therapist?
Hair therapist.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the difference between moms and dads. I would be like, cut it out.
I know.
I know.
Well, it's funny because
the
dad.
What am I doing?
Well, and
my show's on.
That's
the dad came over too. It was like a whole family thing. Wow. And apparently this happens every time before pictures. It's like, you know. So anyways.
You could always tell if I was working or my husband was on duty because of school pictures. Mm-hmm. Like there's a few pictures that were like, seriously, you even let her go out like that? And they're immortalized in time.
It's because we forget. It's not on our calendar.
I know.
I have four rescues, by the way. I have four rescued doggies. And my lab started sneezing. And I took her to the vet, and the vet actually said, well, she might have allergies. And I'm thinking, oh, well, she's allergic to me now?
Yeah.
Like now, I get over the whole thing.
Oh, I love it.
Benadryl.
Let's take a really quick break, and let's give some tickets away to Three Blonde Moms. Yay. All right, tell everybody what they're going to get.
Oh, so it's a 9 o'clock show at the Canyon Club in Agoura on Friday night, October 7th. And you'll get free tickets to come to see the show. And then there's dinner there and beverages and free gift giveaways and Kim Pagano.
There you go. I'd love to share that with you. We've been giving tickets away all for the last, I don't know, 3 weeks, for a month. I don't know. We've been doing a great job. And so we're down to the week, and I would love you guys to be a part of this. How are we almost sold out?
Yeah, it's getting pretty close.
Yeah.
And people are scrambling around because, like I said, they cluster.
So
and
if
groups.
They don't win here, where do they get their tickets? What's the best place?
Well, they're going to be on the, if they don't win here, the best place is canyonclub.net.
Okay.
And then just go to October 7th, Three Blonde Moms, and it's the number three, not the word three. You'll get a whole different set of moms if you try and Google it.
You don't want to get no.
Some moms have a little more spare time.
Yeah.
I love look it. A little better. No offense.
I want you to tell the dancing, the how you work out with the pole.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including chefs Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, and Antonio Lofaso. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at ComanLACounty.org/cook. That's ComanLACounty.org/cook.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We are the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're talking about the Three Blonde Moms. And of course, that is October 7th, Canyon Club. I'd love for all of us to be there and have a great late. Do men come?
Oh, yeah. Men love the show.
Oh.
They actually really love the show.
Oh,
we're man friendly. We only talk about our own men.
I thought you were going to say we're manly.
I was going to think she was going to say manly too.
I'm a little hairy, but I don't think you should.
It's okay. I'm gay. I'm safe.
I know. It's all good.
I'm in the safe zone.
Do you want to come with us?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? Okay, because then I wasn't going to bring my husband. Then I'm going to bring him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We'll get all those guys. Yeah.
We're not man bashers. We're just honest.
Now, is Bacon going to be there?
Beaumont Bacon.
Beaumont Bacon.
We're flying her in.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
I love her. I love when she's on my show, too. I mean, you guys are all hilarious. Okay, so let's go back to characters. Joni, talk about your character.
Well, I'm kind of perky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do enjoy a latte or 12,000.
Chad's like, wait, she just turned, she changed personalities, right?
I haven't slept since the 80s. you know, I'm kind of that crafty wannabe mom. Like, I want to be crafty, you know, but I never really pull it off. You know, like, I'm trying to multitask. I'll leave the house with a Velcro roller in the back of my head, which actually saved my life one time, because I had the Velcro rollers driving in the car because I didn't have time to take them out. And a car hit me from the side and my head hit the window in my Velcro rollers and saved my life.
Saved. There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God, so I'm all about those. And then I'll leave the house with like an iron mark on the back of my shirt, or, you know, just things like that. I'm doing my very best.
So the toilet paper that you have on the bottom of your feet right now, you know.
Well, that's part of the multitasking. Okay. In case I can't find a
bag. Okay. You just have extra.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it. Oh,
because
God.
I'm kind of the MacGyver mom.
Okay.
Like, I open my purse and you never know what's going to come out of there.
Oh, yeah. So you're MacGyver. That's funny. I always call my husband MacGyver. He could fix anything, anywhere. I mean, one day I was at an event and they're like, okay, you got your banner, and I go, yeah, and they're like, you didn't bring anything to tie it or to put it up with. I'm like, okay, like, I'm a visitor here, but you're right. My husband's like, don't worry about it. He saw something, he like cut this little string off, and they're like, oh, you already got it up. I'm like, oh, I'm with MacGyver, you know. I'm serious. And then of course I always thought I was Mary Poppins, because I have everything you could ever think of in my purse, you know. It's like, oh, you need a safety pin, oh, you need a, you know, so four kids, right?
Oh, but, yeah, true.
So anyways, but now, okay, how did you get started? Have you always been funny?
I was kind of quiet. You know, I went to school when they had actual note writing, where you had a pen and a piece of paper, and there was not texting. So I would send notes back to the back of the class, and they would start laughing, and they would get in trouble, And I just like, la, la, la.
That was one of my girlfriends, how I got in trouble so many times. Yes.
Yeah, it was like they'd pass it around, the funny note, and I'd just be going, what? But I think just my acting background, like I did drama festivals in high school, but I always wanted to do stand-up. And I'd watch, Carol Burnett and then Joan Rivers and then Ellen and Rosie O'Donnell were kind of coming up, you know, when I was coming up.
And so you would just try to make people laugh?
Yeah, I went to regular college and got a journalism degree, but then I was also at the Groundlings and Harvey Limbeck's comedy workshop at the same time, and then started doing stand-up, and then everything kind of took off from there. I had a decade of commercials, a decade of doing colleges, and then I did warm-up, sitcom warm-up for a lot of sitcoms. Will and Grace, Just Shoot Me, like, it was so much fun. So then when I had my daughter, when she was about 2, I came up with the Three Blonde Moms See How They Run show, and so we've gotten to do that for the last 14 years.
That is so cool. Yeah. Stephanie, have you always been really funny?
No.
Okay. I'm so glad because it's so funny. My husband goes, you're going to be hosting the show. Aren't you supposed to be funny? I go, I am. And he goes, yeah, to me, but not, you know, it's like, you know, and he goes, I think that's a lot of pressure for you. I'm like, what do you mean? I could talk to a wall. You know, it's like, right. But, you know, so
I was shy. I was like a shy kid, and I remember distinctly, probably second grade, where the class clown would say something and get the laugh, and I would be pissed because I thought of that joke like 10 seconds
but
before
you never said
no,
it.
No, I was afraid.
You were too shy. Yeah,
yes, I was afraid.
It.
So I wasn't that kid that, you know, tried to make people laugh. I was like that good kid, you know, quiet, rule follower. And but I always loved comedy clubs. I always loved Carol Burnett. I got to stay up late, you know, to watch that. And I just, since I'm 16, going to comedy clubs, and I just always enjoyed humor. And I always kind of see the funny side of something. Even when something bad is happening, I feel the pain, but in my little brain back
you
there,
laugh.
I go,
I do too.
This is going to be funny
in
about a
month.
Yeah, I know.
I really did. I mean,
but
there
that
was,
helps. Yeah. I almost think it's healthy to use humor to get through stuff.
Yeah.
And it's helpful. And I know that I go, this is going to be funny in about a month. Not now, but maybe 2, you know, but
it's the rule too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's actually a rule in comedy.
Right.
Comedy plus tragedy. No,
tragedy
no, comedy
plus time.
I'm bad with math. I'm bad at math.
Tragedy plus time
equals
comedy.
Yeah, that's it.
So you could like laugh at it in a month or two.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to know intuitive wise, like when it's okay and when it's not appropriate and things like that. But, you know, comedy actually saved me from bullying. Because if there were like bullies in school, mm-hmm. I would just like dance around, like make them laugh or something. And they would just laugh so hard they couldn't bully me anymore. It actually saved me from getting bullied.
That's good. I like it. Give that to your son.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I'll just have him punch the kid in the
face. Karate. God. Take karate.
Oh, God.
He already does.
Oh, that's why he has got that going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think So, okay. And so what's your character?
Well, I also was a school psychologist for 12 years. I worked in a high school.
That's funny.
That is funny. It is scary a little bit when I do my comedy that's inappropriate and then say I was a school psychologist. People
and
are
they're
like,
going to be
oh.
like, oh, that's scary.
Yeah. But my background is in psychology. I have, you know, I went to college. I have a master's in that. And so, as I said, I think my character is coming from honesty and authenticity, but also taking shortcuts, like trying to lose weight, but trying to find the easy way, you know, like I tried to lose weight, so I tried bulimia, but I realized I couldn't be bulimic because I procrastinate. So I would binge and think, I'm just going to throw up tomorrow because I'm very lazy. And so, you know, I think I come from things in a sarcastic kind of dry way, but...
Does your husband think you're funny?
He does. He actually is funny too, but he got funnier living with me. I think being married, like, because his funny was kind of like slapsticky and less clever. And now it's more clever.
Because now you guys just go, instead of having sex, you go, that's a good
yes,
one, right?
Yes,
well, that was a really good
well,
one.
Well, this is what I was just telling. How clean is this show? Is it
not clean.
Oh, good.
No.
Well, it's not filthy story, but I was just telling Joni that my husband and I were just, you know, having an intimate moment.
There you go.
And then we just laughed because we said, wow, it's like, when we have these intimate moments, it feels like the first time because we can't remember.
Oh, that,
like the last time.
That's what happens when you get, he's young, okay?
He's
you
a
know?
Baby. But I'm married but, 20 yeah, years and I know. Together 22 years. So
it feels like the first time over and over
yes,
again,
because,
right?
And also we have bad memories now. So yeah. we're
well,
getting
it's
older.
Funny because that's the same thing with my husband, not with intimacy, okay? But with TV shows, he'll watch a movie and he'll be like, this is really, I'm like, yeah, because we've seen it five times. He's like, really? And I'm like, can't I seriously,
I know.
You know?
It's
and so,
well,
yeah.
Now we can't remember names. Like, we're like, you know that show or you know that person? And we're like, well, what's their name? And I go, I don't know. It starts with a J. No, yeah. I think it's a K. And then I started going through the alphabet. I'm like, A, B, C, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Like, I got it. And it's really, it's getting a little scary, but
I know.
It's the way
I
it
could
is.
Totally relate to that. Oh, gosh. All right. So now, do you guys practice? I mean, how is it off the cuff? Or do you practice and take classes? Or how do you, you know, do your show?
You want to take the show?
I think they're practicing now.
Yeah. I think they are. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking to my lapel, if you guys laugh, this is all a test. Yeah. I think that first we live it. We live the situations, you mm-hmm. know, and then it's like we're reporting, you know, but because of timing or because why we think something's ironic or funny, then it just comes on stage. And we've both been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. So we don't take the classes anymore. I think. Do you teach stand up? I teach sometimes.
I have taught stand up yeah. classes. Or I've done
oh, wait, you
coaching.
Teach?
I do. I teach stand up comedy. I actually taught at a women's prison. They had a
That's
program.
Funny.
It was intense. It was funny. It was every word you can think of. Funny, scary, enlightening, mortifying.
How did they end up at the end?
It was amazing to hear these stories, and it was so therapeutic for them to be able to tell these stories and then have humor in it.
Yeah.
It was like a relief.
Wow.
You know?
That's
yeah, it was
pretty
really,
amazing.
It was amazing.
Wow.
It was. And I learned so much. But yes, I teach, and so I don't go to class anymore for comedy or anything. But the more stage time you do, the better you get.
I kind of wonder if it's like this. When I'm, you know, I'll be talking to somebody, a care client or just out in the public, and all of a sudden I'll be like, oh my God, great topic, you know? And do you make a note mm-hmm. about
yeah.
it? And
yeah.
then you kind of make a story about it. You know, mm-hmm. that's kind of, is that pretty much the same thing?
Yeah.
Definitely. Didn't you feel like you wrote down everything right away in the beginning especially?
Yes.
But now it can stick with me more?
Yeah. And yeah. now sometimes I should write it down because I go, this is hilarious.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
next morning, I have no
it's
idea.
Gone.
And me and my husband, I go, remember I said that? He goes, no. So, but yeah, I think things happen. And then you say that's funny. Or I want to talk about that or delve deeper in it. I think we have a basic idea of what we're going to do. Like we have maybe yeah. 15, 30 minutes and 45, whatever, our stuff. But then as we're working on new material, we like slip it in between and try to see,
True.
Work it out.
When
know?
Was your last show?
Last week.
Yeah.
We drove.
We did it.
We drove to San Diego.
I'm not proud
to
of
do a 15 minute set. Do we, what did we get again? Like chips?
I think
that was.
No, we didn't get chips. I got a soda. Yeah.
Oh, you got a soda.
I got a soda.
Yeah, yeah. And then we drove home.
So you guys work for food?
We will, we'll, for sure.
Definitely yeah. pizza. I'll work for pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Pepperoni.
Okay.
Yeah. Pepperoni.
Maybe they'll work for puppies.
I will work for puppies, definitely.
We do work
yeah.
for puppies.
I'm not allowed to bring any more pets home, though.
It's okay.
My husband said, please
yeah.
don't.
We take volunteers.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Totally.
See? Oh, God,
I
yeah.
Three
okay.
dogs.
Yeah.
You
can,
yeah.
I
comedy.
Rescued
okay. uh-huh.
Betty and Boop from New Mexico.
Yeah.
I was working in New Mexico, and I drove to New Mexico, and my daughter is very, like, an animal whisperer, and we passed an animal shelter, and she said, let's stop, and you know if you stop.
That's it.
You just have to prepare.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
Stop. Yeah. yeah.
Don't
so
stop.
I said, listen, if it's open on the way home, we'll stop. Of yeah. course, it was open on the yeah. way home. So we stopped, and we ended up with Betty and Boop. We got Boop. And drove halfway to Arizona and felt so bad because they were sisters.
That
we
you had
literally went back oh. and got Betty.
Oh,
and
my
they
God.
Reunited like in slow motion. Like, oh, because they were all sad and depressed to be. They grew up together like on a street in
of
a dumpster.
Of course they were.
And so we rescued. Yeah, they were so sad. And so we went back and got Betty and Boop.
Well, it's funny because I don't ever take my kids to the shelters because of that reason. We've already have enough dogs, cats, all that, right? And all of a sudden my one of my sons was at the shelter, at the Ventura shelter, and he's like, Mom. And he calls me. He's like, Mom. I go, what? And he goes, I'm at the shelter and you have one of your banners here. Are you watching me? You know, it's like, you know, it's like, I go, no. So and he goes, you didn't tell me that you're part of this. And I'm like, I support. He goes, well, then why can't we go here? You know, I'm like, we don't need anymore, but you can go there and show all your love and help however you want. But you know, I mean,
yeah. You know how you were talking about writing down material? I have to write down what my daughter says now.
Oh, you told me that.
Because she's like 15 and she will say the funniest things. Remember what I posted actually?
Yes.
She said, Mom, can I help you with the technical stuff at the show? She goes, I can get community service. And I said, what would you get community service for? She said, helping seniors.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny.
I know.
She's
awful.
I know. Stephanie popped right on Facebook. She went, hey.
Hey,
speak for yourself, right? Yeah. Oh, God, I love it. All right. So, again, okay, talk about next Friday night.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
I know. Yeah. And then you're going to be somewhere at with another show that's already sold out, too. Pleasanton, right?
Yeah, Pleasanton, California. We sold out last week.
Yeah.
So we already sold out October 8th.
They must really need a laugh over there, right?
Yeah. I had a feeling too, because we had the show there. I had the show up in that area about 6 years ago, about six times. So I was hoping that people would remember, and they did. But October 7th, the show's at 9 o'clock, but the doors open at 6 and 7 if you want to have dinner or whatever. But you can get just tickets for the show and sit with your friends and everything. And again, the show's at 9, so it's Friday. So go out with your friends, gifts. Kim Pagano's going to be there.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Should the be fourth really mom. Fun. The fourth I know. I can't wait. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. What can we give tickets for?
We have Dr. Angie Willakala at Healing Agents International presents Fighting Strong Benefit Concert Saturday, October 29th at the Civic Arts Plaza. You can get the 5 p.m. VIP experience, dinner, buffet, meet and greet with the artists from 6 to 9. Amazing artists, Jamie Grace, Lindsay Frey, Abby Ward, Annie Bosco, just to name a few. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster, or you can win them right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life right here, and we'll be right back.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
We're here with Dr. Angie Willakala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home. And it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice. And she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going
to
see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event,
that would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. I hope that you get out to the Harvest Festival. We got lots of things happening. And you want to do a shout out for that right there?
Yeah. 2 o'clock today. It's don't miss out. Tickets are $100 at the Thiessen Ranch. It is second annual Reins of Hope Horses and Horsepower Oktoberfest. It goes until 6 p.m. Beer, open bar. Amazing food experience. So go out today. You can get tickets at reinsofhopevc.org, or you can just go out there and purchase your tickets.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I have my friend Mary Catherine here, and of course, she's going to be talking about rides and rods. We've been talking about that on both of our shows, and of course, that is happening next Saturday, and of course, that's the 8th, and I will be in the early morning out at the Ventura Harbor making strides against breast cancer, and then head on over to this, and welcome Mary Catherine, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to come down and hang with you, Kim.
Thank you. So tell us what are you working on now? You got lots of things. You're always doing something.
Always
busy,
something.
Busy lady. But
never a dull
yeah.
moment in my life.
Yeah, I know. We're like, see, we're moms. We just make sure that we're keeping busy, you know?
That's
but,
right.
So what is Rides and Rods? And tell us about that.
It's a fundraiser. Most importantly, it's a fundraiser for our military veterans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Our local boys and girls here. We want to have hands-on interactivity with them. And it's raising money to help them with their local needs. We've partnered with Rolling Thunder. The Rotary Club of Newbury Park.
Correct.
Has partnered with Rolling Thunder, which is a motorcycle group that's dedicated to our, Vietnam POWs and victims and vets. So we're going to have a poker run that you can do in your car or your motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
all around Caneo Valley over to PCH and pick up a card on three stops along the way and then come back to home base and we're for a car show and a motorcycle show and food trucks, beer, and live music.
Love it.
Rye Bradley.
Sounds like a party to me, right? Yeah.
It's going to be a great party.
Yeah.
It's free to the public to attend. So just come on out and tour the cars and motorcycles and or enter one. It's still open for entries if you would like to show your ride or your rod.
Okay.
And
it sounds sad. I know. We all just had that same thought.
Don't
I'm
go
sure
there.
You did out there. Right. Oh, God.
It's all for a good cause. Come on. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It's kind of fun.
Rides and like, rods.
I
Come
love
on.
It.
Come on. Don't say it the other way. It sounds worse.
I know. Yeah.
But it is a fabulous, fabulous day. And as I said, Rye Bradley is going to be there with us, and he's country. Country meets rock is the entertainment for that day. So we have Rye doing country and Van Halen doing some rock and roll. Isn't that fun? Yeah, and they're the number one tribute band to Van Halen, by the way. And they look like them, dress like them, and act like them. That's really cool. But anyway, that's the cause. And Rolling Thunder is using their portions of the proceeds to help some of our local guys with problems in their homes, fixing their houses or whatever they need to make it livable, whether it be a ramp because they have a wheelchair, mm-hmm. and those kinds of things. And the Rotary Club of Newbury Park is dedicated to using our funds for scholarships for trade schools and or regular college. And I was talking with a gal at CLU recently and aligning with them on what do they need up there for our vets. And yes, they get grants. Yes, they get scholarships, but there are costs that go to universities that are not covered by those two entities. So there could be a $400 or $500 tab that the vet doesn't have the money to pay, so he can't
right.
go
right
and use those grants and scholarships. So that's where I like to step in. I'm hoping I will step in and cover those hidden costs that prohibit them from moving forward.
Is this the first year?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
First of many.
Okay.
Never goes away and always, always going to grow it. We're at the Thousand Oaks Inn.
Okay.
In Thousand Oaks at 75 West Thousand Oaks Boulevard. And it's just at the 101 freeway off Moore Park exit.
Okay.
It's right
very
off the
visible.
Exit up there.
Yeah, right
so
there.
So we have a big blacktop parking lot. And we're back there and plenty of room for everybody and free parking, free to come and look around, just enjoy your food.
What time does it start?
It's 11.
11
the poker
o'clock.
Run. Now, there's several things going on because it's kind of multifaceted. The poker run starts at 9. The first draw is at 9.
Okay.
And you're going to throw a dart up on the board and get your first poker card. And then you go out on the run, and you get 3 more stops where you'll get a card. And then you come back for your final draw by noon. And best hand wins, of course, and worst hand. So, and we have prizes.
So there's
the
a winner no
mice.
Matter what. I
no
like
no
that.
Matter what. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So that'll be kind of fun. And there's drawings and door prizes and those kinds of things. So we hope to make it fun.
And
it's great for the whole family, too. There's no reason why you can't bring your kids and... I just got news from the military base down here, from the commander down there of the JAG department, and they're going to bring up some, I call them boy toys, some military vehicles, you know?
right.
Yeah.
We got the moms all excited in here, right? Yeah.
You guys, what are we talking about before I got it?
We were talking about 3 blonde moms. And,
I'm going to talk about boy toys.
I know. Yeah. See? Uh-oh. My show's getting...
some military vehicles. So I think there's kind of fun stuff all afternoon and all day.
Right. Okay. Well, great. Yeah. Well, it sounds like so much fun. And of course, another great cause, right? And that's what it's all about. So who are some of the vendors that are, you're going to have also vendor booths there and stuff like that?
Yeah, we have about a dozen or 15 so far. And there'll be everything, a lot of things dedicated around cars. Engines and wheels and finishes and covers and things like that.
Right.
And we have a couple of food trucks. Rock and Roll Pizza will be there with us. They're wonderful, as you know.
Yeah.
And we have a sausage and barbecue and all that kind of, and beer. Of course, there's beer.
Yeah.
Can't have it without beer.
All right.
But it's just something to really keep anybody who's dedicated to our military, just come on out and say hello to the guys. There'll be a lot of those organizations there and services.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. Let's give away some tickets again to the Canyon Club. And, of course, that's 3 Blonde Moms, October 7th. And I want everybody to be there. And then, of course, this is the next day. Get out to Rides and Rods. We've got so many things. Of course, this weekend, get out to the Harvest Festival happening all weekend long. And we've got tickets for you on that. Call up right now. We'd love to give you some tickets. Just call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and just say, I want tickets. I was listening to your show. Give us your email and your name, and one of our team members will get back with you. I'm so glad that you're here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wellacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home, and it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice, and she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going
to
see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. And again, thank you so much for being here. I hope that you go out of the box this weekend and do something fun for yourself. There's so many great events happening and there's so many great causes. So I hope that you can join something that's passionate to you. I do want to remember, of course, Rides and Rods, and Mary Catherine's in here talking about that. What's the website?
Yes, thank you. Rides and androds.us. Rides, A-N-D, rods.us. Ridesandrods.us.
All right. And, of course, we have Joni and Stephanie. And, of course, we're talking about three blonde moms, the number three blonde moms at Canyon Club. And I will be there. I will have so much fun. We've got lots of things that we're giving away. And again, if you don't get tickets here and win them, we've got a lot of winners that have been calling in, so we're excited to give them out. Where do they get tickets?
Oh, you can get tickets. It's October 7th, and it's canyonclub.net, and look for Three Blonde Moms. And also, we have a website. It's threeblondemoms.com, the number three. And you can tweet us at the Three Blonde Moms with the number three. And we always tweet back. We're very good tweeters.
Yeah, like you guys have been tweeting me a lot. I like
know.
That.
I'm enjoying the tweeting.
I know, yeah.
And anyway, it's going to be a super fun night out. You deserve a night out. Go bring your friends, bring your husband, yeah. Bring everybody. Friday, going to be show, gift giveaways. Kim's going to be there. Yay!
Yeah, it should be a really good time.
It's
going to
be fun.
All
yeah.
right. Thank you so much, ladies. Chad, you've got anything coming up that we need to discuss?
In October 26th, painting party with pooches. It's wine, appetizers, painting, fun, paintingpooch.org. And then I'm flying to New York on Tuesday to have some puppies in something that I can't talk about yet,
okay.
But it will be on TV.
I thought you were having puppies. You got me scared there for a second.
I'm
I was like, God, okay. All right, well, sounds good. And, of course, that's PawWorks. And is it PawWorks.com?
PawWorks.org.
.org. There you go. All right. Well, we are at the end of our show and so many great things. Please use all of our sponsors and our advertisers that we suggest here. Tell them that we sent you. And if you have a business in the area, please call us. We want to share what you're doing with the rest of the world here. And again, thank you so much for being a part of the 805 and the brighter side of the 805. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Find a soulmate who helps you be the best you that you can possibly be. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And we'll talk to you later. Have a great rest of your weekend.